Avengers Infinity War has a $1 billion budget for that movie.
Yeah, thanks to billion. Nerds, you know, spending their money on shit.
it better be fucking Lord of the Rings of the Marvel. Like, I want to get a 9-hour director's cut of for $1 billion, you know what I mean? Yeah. I should have to shit twice while watching this movie, it's so long.
Children of the Atoms!
Welcome to the Children of the Atoms podcast with your hosts,
Matt, not a Twitter bot, Siemens.
Yeah, there's only one foot in the sand, and it's fucking Matthew McConaughey's. You know?
Can you dig it? Aaron Delosa, timey-wimey motherfucker.
The Fly, personally, for me, stands out as a romance.
Can you dig it?
Look at that.
Nice.
Like a finely oiled machine.
Yeah, it only took, you know what, like 20 of these things or whatever.
I think this is 19, so yeah, you're right about there. Speaking of finely oiled and tuned, you saw Logan.
I sure as shit did.
This weekend. Yeah. Was there the obligatory Jackman shredded nude scene in Logan?
No, there wasn't. No. He still kind of shredded. No.
Right.
He didn't show his butt, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Patrick Stewart? Is that a spoiler?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, in the teaser, we had some excellent butt action going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
But not so much in the full movie.
No. They stuck with just straight up violence to get their R rating. No nudity or anything. Well, no, wait. I'll stand corrected. There was some boobs.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That feels strange.
Yeah.
That feels really strange.
Yeah. Well, it's it was a bridesmaids or a party.
Uh-huh, so, a bachelorette party.
Yeah, bachelorette party. Because Logan is just a limo driver, so.
Okay. So yeah. It's not exactly old man Logan.
No, not even close. Not even a little bit.
Not even loosely inspired at
no,
all?
No, not even a little bit. Yeah. In name only.
So top to bottom impresses, what'd you think?
It was a great movie. Like, you could say it wasn't even... You could say it's not even like a superhero movie. Just a standalone great movie. You know,
right.
There's no. I mean, it was really great, and it's so super sad and depressing though. That's the
are the Children of Men comparisons warranted?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities in the story,
right?
But I mean, overall stakes are a lot lower. because it's not humanity or whatever. It's
right.
Just mutant kind and whatnot.
Right. Mutant-anity.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's very close. You've got this issue with mutants and how they're not around anymore, and Logan has to take this one hope, you know, to a certain area.
Is it set up like an old man Logan, like the way all superheroes are gone, the way it worked out in the comic where, you know, Wolverine just went apeshit and murdered everybody because he was tricked into it?
No. The spoiler
that would explain him being so tortured in all the trailers and all that.
Well, he's tortured because he's Wolverine, right?
Right.
So
he's got some shit.
He's a killer. You know, he's that's part of the theme of the whole movie is like how he has to live with the what he's done.
He's the old gunslinger doesn't want to come out of retirement kind of deal.
Right, yeah. He's Shane. And even in the movie they show Shane, you know, like they borrow a lot of stuff from other movies to make it, but it really works well together. It's really good. He's not the reason why there's no X-Men. So I don't know if I want to spoil it.
So is this a continuation of like the Wolverine, or like, is it in the same timeline as all the Patrick Stewart, you know, X-Men movies, X1, X2, X3, all those?
Yes, it is
it
that,
is.
But...
So it automatically doesn't count towards anything that's coming out.
No, it does.
It does?
Yes, I would say it does. I would say more so. Like, I would say, so like, Days of Future Past...
I'm talking about the reboot universe, like with Apocalypse and all that.
Oh, no. Well, okay. So that, I think, is a different timeline. I don't... Right. Because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen Apocalypse, so I don't really know. But my understanding is you have the, you know, X1 through 3. Then you have, right. like, Wolverine Origins is completely gone. That didn't exist. Because Days of Future Past got rid of it.
And right? that's the same with the Wolverine, too. So then, by default, it should make Logan not essential to the franchise, right?
He is not essential to the upcoming franchises.
Right. So this movie we're seeing now, they're basically telling you in 2029 when, you know, a new Logan movie comes out with a different guy. It's like, you know, well, skip all that silly shit. We told you it was all retcon from the get-go.
Well, okay. So he is Logan, right? He is.
Right.
I don't think they're going to. It's going to be a while before they have a new
Do movie. They reference anything from Apocalypse or the Days of Future Past timeline or the X1 through X3?
Yes, they do.
Which?
They talk about the New York incident.
Okay.
They also have, there's small Easter eggs all over the place, like the samurai sword and stuff. So, like, those things still happened. They may not have been.
They're definitely in the X1 through X3 timeline then.
Yeah, they're in that timeline. Yeah.
All right. That way it ends pretty fucking sad then, doesn't it?
Yes. Right, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Super, super sad. Like, it's really bummer. Sad. Because the way they end it is just, it's really just, it's done. You know, and you don't even know if there is a future for these mutants. You really don't know.
The Zack Snyder dirt floating off the casket two seconds after he's dead shot.
I mean, it's really.
You don't hear a snicket like anywhere in the credits?
No. Oh my God, the theater was just absolute crickets. There is nothing.
Really?
Like, so it ends and then it just says Logan.
Oh right. my God!
And then just darkness, and then it rolls into Johnny Cash's "Not Hurt," but
When
a Man Comes Around.
Yeah,
right. That one, right? So, you know, and just everyone's just like, "Oh God, what are we supposed to do?" Oh. You know, and it's like, yeah, it's pretty brutal. Like,
it sounds like a motherfucker of an ending, man. I tell you that.
Yeah, it is. But like, oh my God, it's super intense, and like, And Hugh Jackman, he sells it. He is so good in this. Like, he is beyond. He is Wolverine. He has really made it. You know, like his own thing. He was tremendous. Everyone really was. Even there was a couple slow bits, but for the most part, it was a great movie. Yeah.
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 Well, I look forward to seeing it. We opted to buy a TV instead. Oh. we splurged for one in the bedroom. So I'm like, you know, I was like, we should just, you know, just get a TV for the bedroom. And then we just watched horror movies on Shudder. It was pretty tight. have you tried that out, Shudder?
No, I have not.
That all-horror channel? Dude, it's so good.
Is it good? Yeah.
It's so good. I was like, I want to watch Night of the Creeps. I wonder. And it was like, any horror movie, I'm like, I wonder what, and it's there. It's so
really?
Awesome.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Can spend a lot of time on that.
Is that free? Like, is that like Putlocker or whatever it is?
No, it's $4.99 a month.
Ah, okay.
For a proper streaming on-demand service.
Now, do you?
But it's all
it
horror.
For...
I mean, any subgenre of horror you could imagine, they fucking got it.
Do you run this through like PlayStation 4 or Vue or anything like?
I think you can get it as a channel on the PlayStation. I know it's a channel on Amazon. It's a standalone like web service, so like any app, I'm sure you can get that motherfucker on, you know, on anything you can get an app on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty good. So we spent a lot of time watching horror movies like that. Didn't quite make it out to Logan, but I definitely look forward to seeing it. So now, did they show the much talked about Deadpool 2 teaser in the theater?
Oh God, yeah.
And so that you was to see it okay, in full so, screen and glory and all that. So it set it up for me. How did it work out?
Okay, so they put it right at the beginning, which is awesome because it would have destroyed the ending of Logan, right?
Like if it was a mid-credit scene or something?
Yeah. Oh my God, it would just been bad. But so it's right at the beginning, and all you hear, you know.
So it's right before the credits roll on Logan to start it
off.
Oh
yeah. Yep. Nice. It's right to start off, and you see this guy walking down the street, and then you're like, oh. Okay, that's Deadpool, because he's listening to When You Call Me Angel, you know, in the morning, and he hears, like, someone fighting in the alley, right? So he pops off his headphones, and he, like, looks, he's like, not in my city, motherfucker, right? So, and then he runs to the phone booth, there's a phone booth there for some reason. But right, with yeah, Superman's they have music, those again. Superman's music playing.
Right.
And then for at least a minute and a half, he's changing.
Oh my God.
He's changing into his Deadpool costume. Right. And this is where you get to see the ass. There's a
right.
He puts his ass up against because he goes commando in the suit.
He right? presses ham for quite a while. Oh, yeah. I understand, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And seriously, and the whole time while he's getting changed, all you can hear is the guys, you know, screaming at the person in the alley, like, "Give me your money! Right. Give me my money!"
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you hear gunshots, and the guy's dead. And you know, Deadpool comes out with his suit fully on, and then he's just riffing on it, yeah. And he eats right. He takes the guy's like yogurt or whatever that was
right.
because he has groceries. But it was hilarious, and there's so many Easter eggs in that scene too.
Oh like, yeah, I'll have to watch that one a few times. Now, did the one that Ryan Reynolds released that we put up on the website that had did yours have the Stan Lee cameo in it?
Yes,
it did. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, so you had that, you had, there's like, it says Nathan Summers is coming, but spelled, you know, coming, C-U-M,
right.
Yeah, you know, and then there's Firefly posters everywhere.
Yeah, I saw yeah, that.
Like, it was good. There's,
yeah.
It makes me really excited for Deadpool 2, and like, I don't know how, what kind of tone they're gonna set for like X-Force and all those stuff, but, I think Logan and Deadpool it should be the way they go with X-Men from now on, like for a while.
Right.
Even though they keep saying they're going to do what X-Men Supernova.
The Dark Phoenix saga is what they're calling it, I think.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I heard Supernova, but
some
I'm not
shit.
Sure.
I don't. Yeah. They keep, right. I actually watched, the last hour of Apocalypse last night. I caught it on Hubo Go. And, outside of maybe, I don't know, one performance. It's probably the closest comic representation they've done yet for X-Men.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the nicest thing I could say about it. I mean, there were a lot of things to hate about it. I mean, the way they presented Apocalypse, which, you know, Oscar Isaacs, I mean, he's, you know, you can't hate the guy. You know, I love him
right,
in anything
yeah.
he's doing. And as Apocalypse, like, he works, but it's just, it wasn't quite as grand as what you'd expect from the comics and the old cartoons. You know what I mean? He's just, you know, he's like 40 feet tall, or, you know, not 40, but you mean he's just really overimposing and powerful. And Oscar Isaac, he's just, you know, he's,
yeah.
average build, you know what I mean?
Right.
Even with like the Legion of Doom football pads they had on him, it's just like it's hard to get intimidated. But I mean, all in all, like, you know, it was enjoyable. I liked it. I mean, you know, I see why it made a lot of money, and I see why you know it didn't do so well with critics. But I mean, you know, fuck critics. but the last shot of the movie did get me really excited for like the Dark Phoenix stuff, because you see all the assembled, like, you know, the first team of X-Men there, and they're all there in almost off the page but updated versions of their suits. I mean, all of them, like Mystique,
really?
Cyclops. Yeah, it's so good to see. And then, like, as you know, they're in the Danger Room, Sentinels come out, and then the door closes with like the X thing over a bald Xavier sitting there in the chair, and it's just like, oh shit, son! Like, it's just like that got me so pumped for the Dark Phoenix. And I'm like, you know, I'm gonna go back and watch the first hour of the movie I missed, combined with the hour I actually saw, to see if I still feel the same way before I'm willing to give an overall grade. But I am very optimistic about it so far. Like, it's way better than Suicide Squad, and I watched that entire thing. So.
So, okay, so maybe Apocalypse really does go well into X. Does it go well into X1?
There's no connection whatsoever. They're okay. Entirely separate.
Right. Okay.
Okay, there's my one gripe, too, is that if they were going to do Logan, they should not have put Hugh Jackman as Wolverine for that cameo in Apocalypse. That should have been the time where they just, you know, they showed some dude from the back, you know, as Wolverine, and he kept, like, the headgear on the head the whole time, just wrecking shop. You know, don't show his face. Like, you know, leave it ambiguous. That way you could, you know, put
yeah.
someone new into those shoes. Or just, you know, they should have put the new actor in it right away and just be like, okay, that's Wolverine now, and then, you know, Logan's that timeline.
I mean, they could do a thing where, okay, so you've got X-24, which is a clone of Logan.
Right.
You've got X-23, which is a clone of Logan. You
right.
could even say that, let's say...
They called him, you know, Weapon X in in Apocalypse. There's no mention of, you know, of anything.
He could be a clone. Yeah. Like, the Logan
but even
that's
still, like,
in
if
Logan.
That's the clone, then the new Wolverine is going to be like a guy who's, like, you know, 30 years younger. You know what I mean? And just,
right.
So why not have that have been the new guy already? You were already recasting, you know, Rogue, Storm, I'm sorry, you know, Storm, Jupiter. Everybody got recast. I mean, so why not take the
they could
opportunity
did,
there?
I mean, they really could just go forward with X-23 as Wolverine. Like,
but not until, like, what, the year 2030, right? And well, Apocalypse was in, like, what, 80-something?
Yeah, it was in 80-something, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, it was kind of fucky just seeing Jackman happen. But it was cool because, you know, it was basically, it was almost the Darth Vader scene from Rogue One where it's just like, oh, you see, like, oh, there he is, there's my guy. And then there's just blood and destruction everywhere. Like, it was just pure carnage. It was awesome to watch, but at the same time, it's like, you should have gotten someone besides Hugh Jackman, because, I mean, you know, Rogue is Sophie Turner. She's, like, you know, 21, and Hugh Jackman is pushing 60. It's just like, it felt like an Adam Sandler kind of movie where all the guys are, like, 95 and old, and, you know, there's these young, you know, 24-year-old women. It's, you know what I mean? It was just like, it was almost ick level for me. They should have given us the new Wolverine right then, or just don't even show his face.
I will say, like you say that, you know, Weapon X was wrecking house and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait till you see Logan, and you'll be like,
for X-23?
That, well, no, like everything. Just everybody.
Oh, really?
Just, it is, you'll be like, oh, that's why they got the R rating. Okay. Like, the first 5 minutes, it's like,
is there any way that
shit.
They could do it more savage with an unrated director's cut, or is it about as R as you can get it?
Well, okay, so other than, like, I think the only way to be more savage would be, like, buckets of blood, like
right.
in Kill Bill, you know,
right.
where it's just spraying everywhere. But, like, serious, super savage. Like, super savage. It was
nice.
Unreal awesome.
Like, look forward to it.
Yeah, X-23, X-24, Logan, they all just wail on each other and wail on people, like, constantly. And it's hilarious. Like, they just, you know, like, they... The first scene.
You're like, I shouldn't be laughing at this, but everyone else is, so it's okay.
But, like, the first scene, like, Logan, he's in his limo, right? And he's sleeping, because he sleeps in his car or whatever, well, like, in
right.
between jobs. And these guys are trying to steal his rims, right? So he gets out, come on, guys, you don't want to do this. And then
this is in the year 2029 that this part's taking place?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, so he's, like, you know, and they shoot him straight up with a shotgun. And then he's like, he gets up and he's like, okay.
Right.
You know? And it takes a while for him to, like, really get into it. But they, like, they make him so mad because they
right.
keep wailing on him and shooting at him and stuff. And, like, and he just berserker rages and just starts cutting limbs off.
Oh, my God.
It's freaking awesome. Yeah.
I'm excited.
There's so many limbs
really
and heads
excited.
And just, like, this thing's everywhere. It's like, yeah, it's badass.
Sounds like that old Seagal movie Above the Law in that butcher shop where he's just cutting arms off left and right, doing his little
yes, just
little
like
moves.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, in X-23, she has a great scene where she's just eating cereal, and these Reaver guys are coming after her, and she can see him coming. She's just sitting there, like, whatever. And they go in. And then she's the only one that comes out. She's got a head, and she rolls it to the bad guys. And the bad guys are like, okay, calm down now. Calm down.
Holy
and she
shit.
Just, and she just freaking... She just rages on them and kills a bunch of guys. Then runs back into the place, and they all go in there. And she just takes them out one by one. And it's like, oh, it's just so badass.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
And then super sadness in between super badass.
So I hear... Chris or Xavier had a bit of a potty mouth on this one.
Yes. Well, he's suffering from dementia.
Oh, dude, that is
so
fucked up.
And it's super sad.
What?
It's super sad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, really, yeah. And Patrick Stewart is amazing, of course, like, as always.
Right,
and
yeah.
And he's selling it, and
oh,
he's the reason
Jesus.
Why the X-Men are dead.
Oh, my God.
Because he had,
so they
like...
So they put it all on him.
Yeah, because he had a seizure, and, like, his seizures just fuck up anyone around him.
So it was the Spider-Man snap your fingers moment, essentially.
Yeah.
So he just murdered everybody with a seizure.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But yeah.
That is sad.
It is super sad. But the whole dementia thing and him taking his medication and like, then there's little bits and pieces where he's okay and he can talk to people and he
right.
he talks to horses and like, you know, he it's weird, but that's it's really good. Yeah,
it sounds like a lot of different genres are mashed into this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's mostly Western. I would say.
Pretty light of the spaghetti from the sounds of it.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, it was a really good movie. Like they didn't fuck up anything really.
That's awesome.
Even the third act, which you're waiting for like a big huge thing,
right?
But it was pretty good. Yeah, they did a good job.
That's awesome. I definitely look forward to getting out and seeing it. Well, we're gonna shift over to talk to someone not so awesome. Well, I mean, it could be awesome, I guess. The Batman finally found a director in Matt Reeves. Why this news is surprising is that Reeves was once attached to direct, but left the project due to creative differences, and all of a sudden now he's back. So I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Like, who won that argument?
Everyone needs to eat. That's the argument.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone but needs I mean, to eat. You know, he had a problem with some creative choices they had, apparently. And, he left, but now he's back. So did they resolve said creative choices, or did they give him a little more money and just said, shut the fuck up, it's our movie?
No, I would say he won, and Affleck is just going to be the Batman, and they told him to shut the fuck up after his other movie tanked, and they were like, all right, dude, your ideas are not doing very well.
That's the accountant, right?
The accountant and that freaking mobster movie.
Wasn't that the accountant? Or am I thinking of another one?
No, that's a different one. That's a different shitty Jesus. Movie.
I thought that tanked. One was the accountant.
No. So he's failed. He's lost a bunch of money. And
Live by Night. That's the wow.
There Jesus. We go. And Batman v Superman was terrible, and he had a lot of influence on that. So they were probably like, you know what? Maybe we'll give Matt Reeves a little more opportunity here. And Ben, you can shut the fuck up and just be Batman. So hopefully. It works out for the better,
Do you know, are they doing a rewrite, or are they going with the script that Affleck turned down to direct? You know what I mean?
It's probably the turned down one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fuck.
I don't know. I think
Is it already doomed? Are we already, is it already enough to say it's fucked?
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. Oh,
it feels like it. I mean... the guy they wanted to direct said no, so, they had to get him, because who else is due at this point? So they might have given him a little bit of money or something to where we wanted. Affleck said he wasn't going to direct it, the script sucked. And so it's like, well, okay,
it's probably going to suck, okay? And even now, I just heard, there might be a R-rated cut of Wonder Woman. Shut the fuck up! I can't fucking believe you assholes. They're like, okay, this Logan's doing really well. It's going to make a freaking $1 billion. Deadpool did awesome. Let's make this R-rated and make another it R-rated. Cut. Oh my God, shut up. Yeah. Jeez. And then you
see if we can get Superman to show his ass in Justice League.
Yeah, God, jeez.
We'll show you why he's really the Man of Steel.
Oh, God.
And then just butt. Just cable ass and beautiful HD right there for you.
Well, I'm in line already for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with that, but damn. How are they going to make it R-rated? I mean, what? Unless they turn up, the only way they can do it is violence. Yeah, it's got to be just ultra, hyper-violent. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think the determination for that is, blood, right?
Oh,
like,
really?
Because there's a lot of stuff where, there's, how did this ever get PG-13? Like, there's a lot of violence, but there's no blood. Right. Then you see movies with lots of blood, and they're like, oh, well, that's okay. That's that did it. All right. They don't like potty mouths either, I think. If you say fuck,
yeah, there's no way Wonder Woman was going to start dropping F bomb. You know what I mean? That would just be so out of place. She's just like, motherfucker. It's like, what?
Whoa.
Easy.
Yeah, it's definitely, it would, I mean, it's World War II. They could easily, Schindler's listed up with real looking deaths.
Something really fucked up looking.
Kind of thing where that would be bad. But that's not the tone they should be going for.
No.
That's not a tone at all. It's a superhero movie. It's the first fucking female superhero movie, mainstream big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
And you're gonna fuck it up. Don't fuck it up, please. Come on, man. God.
They can't
just make it fun. Supposedly it's just a flashback. The whole thing is a damn flashback. Oh, yeah. Have you heard the synopsis be, right? of it? Oh, man.
No.
So there's like people saw like 40 minutes of it, whatever. And the synopsis is she's looking at pictures of her in World War One that I guess Batman sent her. You know, like, oh, hey, I know who you
oh,
are.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you know, from and she's Batman looking at it Superman. And she's reminiscing. Yeah. And then it goes back to, and it shows her, like, childhood and, like.
Is it her, like, so she's going throughout her day, like, having coffee, you know what I mean, reading the paper and just remembering
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, kind of like that. And then I heard another thing about how there's a big, like, kind of like a big scene where they describe the Amazons and Zeus and all that. So it's going to be very Thor 2. Not Ragnarok, but Thor 2 Dark like World,
Asgard.
Where they say,
oh,
they have that big opening with the elves back in the day, and, you know, like, I tried to stop them, and there's just a big exposition scene, you know, that kind of thing. So, I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, you know, it doesn't say, I'm not hearing anything that's making me sound, you know, like, feel like it's gonna suck.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Most of the stuff that I've heard is it's good. You know,
yeah.
So I just hope they don't fuck with it to the point where
this has got to be the one they have to get right for the entire franchise's sake. I mean, you know, Christ, like
totally. Yeah.
If Wonder Woman's terrible, I mean, you know, the Batman, Justice League, everything. You know, that's
yeah,
it.
Dominoes just falls right off.
You have to put the Rock in every single movie, and Jon Snow's gonna have to hang Dong in one of them in order to get the box office up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They'll make Black Adam a really awesome superhero that sings, and then like you know he'll
Oh yeah. He does push-ups for pancakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a whole charity he does, yeah.
And he's got a brother named Shazam, and they have hijinks and all that stuff.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. They both drive, like, big trucks, and they high-five a lot.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is it surprising yet that they haven't cast anyone as a Green Arrow?
I don't know. I think
that's kind of surprising me a little bit. It's,
what, that they're they're waiting so long?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's got to be a fairly cheap, you know, movie to produce. Like, you know, he's a low rent Batman. You know what I mean? He's Batman without like all the really cool shit. You mean they're not going to do him with like, you know, the foot on the end of his arrows and like a boxing? You know what I mean? They're going to try to play it more like I'd imagine to what, you know, Arrow is like on the CW. So I mean, it's got to be fairly, you know, cheap to make. I mean, it just. It seems like one they could do their R rating with.
Well, yeah. My only worry with that one would be like it'd be so much like the show, you know. I mean that it's almost kind of redundant.
Right.
You know. I mean, what kind of story are you gonna tell? Are you gonna do origin?
Well, what are they gonna do with the Flash? I mean, you know, they're on season 3 of the Flash right now. They're already on Savitar. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know what the movie's going to do.
Yeah, the movie, like, seriously, because thinking of that, it's going to feel redundant, I think. You know, it's going to be like, okay, haven't we already seen this stuff before? Because, I mean, Flash is just rolling through all their rogues gallery, just freaking just going through all of them. You know? So it's like, well, who are we going to leave for the movie? Oh, we're going to do Reverse Flash for the fucking movie? No one's going to give a shit about that. Nobody's going to fucking see that movie.
They already know how it works out.
Oh, he's Reverse Flash? Oh, okay.
And all they're going to say is, like, man, the movie Flash's suit looks pretty stupid.
Right, yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah. Oh, so this Flash guy's battling a yellow Flash? Wait, what's the difference about him? Well, they've got different names. Oh, but they have the same powers?
He's
Reverse. So does he go in back? Does he go backwards?
No.
No.
That'd be
silly.
He's
still just as fast. Now, why is he called Reverse Flash? Because he's yellow. But red and yellow is not the reverse of red. I don't know.
I don't think they were looking at the color wheel when they picked that one out.
It's like fucking like Mirror World or something. Mirror, you know. It's like,
right.
Let's just make him yellow and call him Reverse. Why is he Reverse?
Basically.
I don't know. Shit.
That's what they did. It's like, well, Flash is red. What color is opposite? Yellow. Make it yellow.
They should have the supervillain that's really slow. That should be his arch nemesis.
They have one. He's called the Turtle. I don't know if he's if he's from the Flash comics or not, but he popped up on the CW show briefly.
The Turtle? Is he just talk really slow? And
no, he the gentleman's kind of built a little bit like a turtle, but what he does is that he can emit like an EMP almost that just slows everything down around him.
Oh, yeah.
He's able to nullify the Flash's speed with his turtliness. I am, to encourage you a bit to watch the Flash show. I'm going through it. I'm trying to pick out only the episodes you have to watch.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. That's great. Because then so, I'd be like, oh, I'm totally down with that.
I've trimmed a lot of fat.
Just like the really highlight, the big highlight ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to give you like the highlights, like the really like super important things, like, you know.
King Shark and like Gorilla King Grodd.
King Shark and Grodd are definites. The origin of the Reverse Flash, and you know, there's a couple of like Azum. Really like, season two is kind of tricky. Like season one was really easy for me to pick, you know, like the juiciest chunks. Season two is a little more difficult because they got a little smarter, I think, as far as spacing out the bullshit. So like, there's more bullshit spaced out over more episodes of the season, but there's more sprinklings and nuggets of good. So instead of having maybe like 17 really good episodes and 5 that suck, what they do is now they have 22 episodes with a lot of good stuff, and then there's a lot of moments you're like, what the fuck? So you have to watch a lot of those full episodes to get to the moments. You're like, oh, that'd be dope. Like, there's no way. Like, I can't tell you to watch, you know, season 2, episode 4, and then skip to episode 6, but just the last 5 minutes. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to balance that out without making you watch the entire second season. That one's proven to be a bit more difficult.
Yeah, that is getting smart, where you have to like sit through the 40 minutes of bullshit and get that's exactly awesome what they're 10 doing. Minutes, you know, it's like, oh, you motherfuckers.
Because I would read the synopsis on Netflix, I would skip the episode, then I would be like, wait, when did that happen? Like, so I had to go back, it's like, that's the last 2 minutes of the other. It's like, shit. So it's a bit of a juggling act, but I think I can get it.
You should do one of those YouTube edits where it's just all the awesome stuff.
Yeah, I bet we can get the season down to maybe 4 hours.
Oh,
but you can do that with almost any show. You know what I mean? Made it just as comic book as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because each episode's like 45 minutes, 22 episodes. 4 to 6 hours, I bet. That's probably fair. That's probably really fair.
Yeah. Well, it's like even sitcoms. If a sitcom's 22 minutes, you could probably get that down to 2 minutes. It's just good jokes.
You could skip all 9 seasons of The Big Bang Theory, and you're good to go.
Yep. You could just throw that right directly in the trash.
Right in the shitter. But I think you'd love that show. No, I really fuck wouldn't, you. Sir. Yeah, fuck you. Oh, man. So we got a trailer for Alien Covenant, and holy Jesus.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Wow, right?
Just right to it. I mean, just right to it.
Even the non-red band version, like the red band version only had like, you know, they said one lady yelled fuck once, like that's really the only thing that was different. But dude, so terrifying. I mean, oh my God, it feels like all the best parts of the original movie, and
Yeah, I wonder if they're going
to
go for more.
I cannot
like
wait to see this movie. Even with James Franco being in the movie, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see a James Franco movie. The day has finally come, man.
Do you think they're going to do like a cross between Aliens horror, the Alien horror and Aliens action? You know, like a little more horror.
Yeah.
You know, like a little more slow build up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it in the dark more and all that, even though we know what the Xenomorph looks like.
Right. But then you see those scenes with it, and it's, like, right out in the open, you know, very, you know, Aliens. Where
right there.
Yeah, I think that would be good, like, build up the suspense a bit, you know, make it a little more ominous and foreboding, and then just unleash hell on them, you know?
Yeah. Now, it looks almost like, it doesn't quite look like the exact Xenos from, like, the Aliens movie. You know what I mean? Like, that final shot. Like that screen grab we put up on the website of it.
Yeah, well, I think they're trying to do the transition.
Are they still a bit different?
Prometheus, you know, okay. They're trying to do the Prometheus switch.
So this is the bridge in between right here, or maybe one more movie to fully cross it over into it.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, maybe three. Who knows? They love trilogies.
Yeah,
like, if you've got, you know, David, what's his name? David, you know, crash landing on this.
Yeah.
And there's wheat there. It's so weird. And it's like,
did you see that little flash of like that white xenomorph or whatever that was attacking that lady in the trailer?
Yeah, it was almost like it was just a little flash.
It was just like a couple seconds, but it was definitely a xenomorph. But it was it was, you know, almost translucent. It was, you know, like peachy looking, like peachy color.
In Prometheus, you've got the one that's born of Nomi Rapace, and that one's kind of whitish, right? That one's white, more translucent and white, pinkish, and then it unleashes the more
fucky looking one.
You know, so maybe they're trying to get that transition there,
right?
You know, I don't know.
But, how about any theories on that shot in the trailer of that cloaked figure walking through, like, that entire plateau of dead bodies that was, like, a city, like a cityscape-looking thing?
That was probably, it might have been David. I don't, but, you know, like...
Are those people, like, he's walking through? Like, what's going on? Like, what is all that?
I don't know.
Are those all Xenos? Like, holy shit.
They are keeping a lot of stuff secret about this
one. There's so many questions I have. It's just like, I just can't wait.
I think that's probably for the best, you know, like.
It works. They suck me right in, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, because now you have a lot of questions and stuff.
So many questions.
Yeah, because I think Prometheus, they kind of let a lot out early on. You know, like,
I like Prometheus. I wasn't really, I'm not really in the bag, like in the camp of people who shit on it.
I shit on it hard.
Do you really?
Even though I absolutely love the art direction. I freaking love the look of stuff. And I do like the editing and like the pace of it.
So what exactly didn't you like about it?
I think the characters are so fucking stupid. Like, they're so dumb. And then having them, it insults me that they changed the planet, and it insults me that they, you know, they made it not connect to the other aliens, even though it very well should have.
Right.
You know, it would have been so easy to do that.
Right.
And also, you know, another reason how
space
like
works,
it,
planets aren't really all that close together. You know what I mean? Even though they're only a couple of numbers off, they can be they're so far away.
Right. Yeah. Like, just to get to Mars, it takes six months or 9 months, you know, unless you have, like, I don't know what kind of travel they have, like interstellar travel or anything like that. But
still, you're seems still like talking probably like a 3 month journey, I'm sure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because in the original Aliens, they're on a mining mission.
Yeah.
And they're all in cryo sleep.
Yep.
For like 80 years.
Yeah.
You know, like once they leave for a mining mission, their whole faint log, everyone's gone. You know, like I think. But it's like they sign up the riffraff who don't have any family to go do this stuff.
Right.
You know, but yeah.
Like, it feels like you could do just one of those tours and then just come back. Like, you could basically just make enough money on that one to just chill. Like
for the rest of your life. Yeah.
And watch all the TV and movies you missed over the previous 80 years. And just relaxing on maxing out for your last couple of decades.
It's like me and my wife now, we keep hearing about like missions to Mars. And we're like, sign us the fuck up.
Right.
Like, you know, let's get the fuck off this fucking planet.
Right.
You know, like all this like bad stuff we keep hearing. We're like, oh yeah.
Well, you know what? Mars doesn't have healthcare either, man. So it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Oh god, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna keep it in things that scare us. Danny McBride has gotten the approval of John Carpenter to reboot the Halloween franchise.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It definitely feels out of the box. I mean, I love Danny McBride. I mean, going back to the Foot Fist way, I mean, I don't know that there hasn't been anything he's done that I don't think I've seen. You know what I mean?
Or, yeah.
Anything he's been a part of that I haven't watched. So in a lot of his shows, like Eastbound and Down, Vice Principals, they can get dark. Like, they can get tragically, almost horrifically dark. So I'm really excited for this movie. Like, I don't...
It's going to star James Franco. You know that, right?
No, it's not. It fucking... Fuck you, dude. It can't. I don't want to start watching... Okay. Oh, I can't do it. I'm willing to see Covenant because I feel he's going to be quick, like Xeno fodder. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. I think that would be so really quick. Really brave of them to do. Because James
he's
Franco
like the John
big
Hurt
star,
of the know? Movie. He's going to be the first one that's just, you know,
He would definitely sign up to do that because he thinks he's as good as John Hurt, which he doesn't even, like, he can't even hold his ball sack.
Right.
You know, like, just, but he thinks he is. So he would totally sign up to be John Hurt.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Right. You know, yeah, so he's totally dead. First act or whatever. Yeah, he's going to be the first one to get face hugged.
Yeah, absolutely. Face hugged, and he's going to meet, like, the Xeno that just sprouts out of your spine instead of the chit. Like, you know what I mean? The Bursar that just, right. It's going to be really fucked up.
Yeah,
But John Carpenter had like posted on his Facebook. I mean, he's a well-known kind of salty old fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a bit of a curmudgeon. Like, he's just, he likes what he likes, and if he doesn't like it, he's gonna fucking tell you he doesn't like it. He hasn't been shy about how he feels about the Rob Zombie Halloween movies. And granted, the first Rob Zombie movie, the things that Rob Zombie added to it, I thought, for me, it added a layer to Michael Myers that I appreciated, because, you know, gigantic horror fan. I mean, so it just it added to the story without really fucking around too much. But and then the second one came along, and that's when everything just went to shit. So I think his movie was fine. I'm not sure what John Carpenter was expecting, but he didn't have a lot of nice words to say about it. He basically, you know, said it sucks shit. But to have him actually, you know, speak openly about the idea that that Danny McBride and his partner David Gordon Green pitched him, and see he's excited about it. He says they get it. He's saying he might even do the music for it. It's just like, what? Yeah, it's going to come out on October 19th of 2018, so it's right around the anniversary of the release of the first film. It's almost the exact weekend, I think.
Now, is it a reboot, or is it just a hard remake, or I mean, what is it?
Like, I think it's supposed to be, let me see.
You know, like, is it a reimagining?
No real word. I'm inclined to say reboot.
So another reboot.
Yeah.
I think the thing that hinges on it being really good is a really good female lead. And having another kind of like Donald.
It's got to be a reboot, because it has to be a hard reboot. Like, what Michael Myers are you picking up from?
What do you mean?
I mean, if it's not a reboot, like, what Michael Myers are they picking up from?
Yeah.
Like the one that was like the Sam Hain pagan guy.
Take your pick.
Like fucking the Rob Zombie. Are you skipping all that and just going back to, you know, just essentially like Halloween 3 through 6 didn't happen? You know, that kind of deal, and you pick up with, like, you know, the new Halloween 3 is, like, you know, Michael wakes up, like, you know, in the basement of the hospital, and, like, boom, that's where it starts. You're ignoring everything else. Like, how are they going to promote it? It has to be a complete reboot. That's the best way just to shake off everything. They could go the route to where maybe they quickly explain it away, like, in the Friday the 13th, the latest reboot, where they kind of did the quick Jason origin in the first couple of minutes, and then it was just, like, it was a new but old feeling movie without actually saying, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they could do something like that, I think. But, I mean, damn, it's really interesting. I mean, Danny McBride said it's going to be dark and vicious horror, and that nobody's going to be laughing. So,
well, I would say it's going to be more like a remake / reboot.
Yeah.
Where it's, because that one, it's unforgiving in how kind of real it is.
And it should be. He should be a polar bear with chainsaws on him and you know, like herpes of the face. It's just, there, he should be nothing but pure terror just coming at you, like a mountain with a knife, like that is just unstoppably an avalanche of, you know what I mean? That's what it should be. And, oh.
Well, but
pretty exciting.
You know, I don't know if I think they'll keep it the way the first one is, where the first one is, he, like you said, he's kind of unstoppable kill machine, but he's still always in the shadows.
Right.
You know, so there's this. Yep. Always this build-up, like he's watching
Jamie
Lee
Curtis.
Like the way
the Xena should be. He should be always in the dark, and when he's in your face, it should just
be like,
oh my god.
Then he's in your face. Like, holy shit. Like, oh my god, exactly. He's not going to stop, you know, at anything you do. You know, I just shot him 8 times. Oh, he's still coming at me. What the hell? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But, and I hope they don't give him a backstory like, you know, like the pagan rituals and all that shit. I don't think it's not needed.
Damn.
You know, your imagination does way better than
what a twist the franchise that shit was.
Than telling you, you know, it's like, well, why is Jason the way he is? I don't fucking know.
Right.
Because he is.
Yeah. You know, like, is he the boogeyman? Yeah, he's the goddamn boogeyman. All right, that's all the explanation I need. Leave it at that.
Right? Like, the only ones that work, like, with these explanations is, like, you know, like, Child's Play. Well, there's voodoo magic. So we have magic. Okay, we got that. It's established. Done. Yep. You don't have to talk about it ever again. You know?
Nailed it. Yeah.
Right. You know, something very simple.
Right.
And you get it. Whereas, you know, you don't have to over-explain it and be dumb about it. You know?
Right.
Just keep it ambiguous. Yeah. And it's way more scary that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, seriously, I get more scared at the fucking Paranormal Activity movies. Like, the first couple of them.
The first one, like, scared the Christ out of me, because you didn't see anything.
Right, you don't see anything, because it's your imagination. And then you're sitting at home in the dark, and you're thinking, like,
yes,
Oh, Christ.
You're making the dog come with you to the bathroom.
Right.
Even though you're a grown man. Just, yeah, I get it.
You know? I mean, that's... right. That stuff's more scary than... To me, like, the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, well, except for the first one, aren't really scary. No. You know, they're intense.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're just like, oh, God, Jesus. You know, like, oh, yeah. That's the kind of thing that you're going...
It's like, that's enough of this shit already.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, fuck, he just cut that dude's head off. All right, okay. Right.
It's like, this is gruesome.
Right, it's gruesome. It's horror. You know, it's horrific. Right. It's... But it's not necessarily scary to me. But
yeah.
But, like, those, like, slight little things you can't see off camera and that kind of thing, that's kind of scary.
It's like the best parts of The Conjuring were when the kids were staring at the wall, but the audience would only see the wall, you know what I mean, and not what they were looking at.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Christ.
The worst. Or, like, when things, you know, like in that where, like, the crosses go upside down.
You know,
or, like, they do show it, but, like, the split-second subliminal messages where he closes the mirror... And the things right behind him.
Yeah.
You know? Or even The Exorcist. Like, those subliminal messages, like, where they flash it of the devil.
Yeah.
Or the demon. Just flash it just for a second. You're like, holy shit, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? Yeah.
Right? And then your brain fills in all this other stuff, and you're like, oh, Christ.
It's like we almost crave the Tyler Durden cockshot moments for our quick horror flashes.
Exactly.
Just quick and dirty is what we want.
Oh, did I just see a cock? Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like, what, was that a dick? Like, what, was that a demon? What the, you know, Jesus Christ. Yeah, because, like, if you have to guess at what it was, that's almost way worse, because then it's up to the, you know, whatever other wacky shit's floating around in your head to try to figure out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yo. It's so much worse. So much worse. Oh, Christ. Well, moving on to something happy for a while. The Inhumans, man, they basically announced the entire fucking cast. I mean... I was always curious if they were going to include Lockjaw. Yeah, they are. They cast everybody for this. Yeah. But you started off the news by Anson Mount, right? Is that his last name? Mount.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell on Wheels.
I hear great things, but I haven't sat down. There's just too much shit to watch. It's on my list.
Well, I mean, I've only seen it a few times. Right. I haven't seen the whole series or anything like that. But yeah, he's good in it. He's a good actor. I mean,
he looks like he fits the part. He definitely looks. Yes. He has got that superhero like. Face we
now, were now we were did you see for. The there was a couple of shots of
the costumes
right,
yeah,
and it looked very like X1-ish but more Matrix-y, you know, like more
yeah,
like
yeah,
Matrix,
I get it.
You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I don't think he's gonna be in a mask. You're not gonna have that face behind a hood for too long, you know what I mean.
I think so what you see is probably like just more like nice wear, regala, you know, that kind of
right.
thing. Not his,
okay.
His, not his fighting. I think they will
they're
put him
his
in
kingly
suit.
Duds.
Right, there is his kingly duds. Like, he's following, you know, he's going wherever. But yeah, I think they will put him in a suit. But it's not like, I mean, it's pretty open comic suit. Like, you get the full mouth and the eyes are pretty open. But yeah, I think you can express.
But then there's that little thing. Like, he's got a, you know what I mean?
Oh, the tuning fork?
Yeah.
On the top, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the tune is, you know, is shockwaves and shit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Marvel isn't shy about doing costumes. I'm just curious, like...
Is that necessary, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, would that look... But then again, I mean, you look at Cap's very first costume, and then again, the cast... Or not his very first costume, I'm sorry. The costume he had in The Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Woof.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Yeah.
No, that wasn't good, that one.
I know what they were trying to do. They were trying to do his original suit, but make it more modern, and it just didn't work. Like, I thought his USO suit was better.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, same
but
here.
But they've nailed every other suit that he's done. It's just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? But yeah, like, if they don't have to do a giant tuning fork on his freaking head, they could just do a small, you know, like how they do Cap's... His wings on the side of his helmet or whatever.
Right.
They just put a picture on it. You know, it could just be something like that. You know.
Or they're doing Lockjaw, I mean, Medusa's gonna have she's gonna be Medusa. Like, you know what I mean? There's gonna be like, you know, 8-9 feet of crazy red hair. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they got
CGI in this shit.
Like, you know, you're gonna walk on ice. You might as well dance. You know what I mean? Like, if they're gonna go Inhumans, they're gonna have Lockjaw and Gorgon. I mean, it has to be Guardians of the Galaxy, basically, just, you know, are they going to be based on the moon, you think, or are they going to be on Earth?
I don't think it's going to be on the Earth. I think I think they're going to try to keep it as way from continuity as possible.
Right.
Like, you know, like, this might be
no possible way they run into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or some shit.
Right. This is going to be a completely different planet. Who knows? You know, like, something totally different.
Oh, God, that's right. Yeah, they
could. Or, like, Kree, you know, like...
Yeah.
I think they're just going to... They're trying to keep it separate. Because it's only eight... Oh, shit. It's only, what, 8 episodes? And they don't even know if they're going to do a season 2. This might just be a nice miniseries of, like, the history of the Inhumans. This could be way in the past. They could be, like, in a galaxy, far away, you know, long ago or whatever. It's like, oh, come on, there you go. And then they don't have to worry about Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D. or the MCU. You know, they don't have to worry about any of that shit.
Untouchable. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
And then if they want, they could always be like, resurrect somebody or something. I don't know.
Right.
Or say someone's, I don't know. They could retcon it some way, but it's only 8 episodes. They could do whatever they want.
But the budget for that one's pretty massive, though, right? Like, it's right in line with the other Netflix shows, I think.
Yeah. So, like, I mean... like I said, tons of CGI. I mean, just like the Medusa's hair alone. I mean, hair effects, to get that right, it has to be, you know, it's got to be spot on. And then a giant talking, or not talking, but telepathic dog.
Right.
You know? And Gorgon, I mean, he's either going to be full-on bodysuit makeup with CGI, or just CGI in general, you know? I mean...
Yep.
It's going to be...
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
It's absolutely crazy. It's exciting. I mean, the Inhumans. We're actually talking about this. Like, they're filming it right now. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's so crazy. Deadpool was, you know, like $1 billion. It's just, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, Deadpool.
It seems like such a thing to complain about. It's like, dude, I can't believe this is going on. This is crazy already. That, you know, it's been going on for this long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
gonna this bad would have been over with, like, you know, Iron Man would have been it. Like, that would have been the only movie we get. You know, just pining for the days. But instead, we're sitting, you know, Avengers Infinity War has $1 billion budget for that movie.
Yeah, thanks to billion. Nerds, you know, spending their money on shit.
it better be fucking Lord of the Rings of the Marvel. Like, I want to get a 9-hour director's cut for $1 billion, you know what I mean? Yeah. I should have to shit twice while watching this movie. It's so long. Like, you need to give me a lot of hours here.
I hope it's awesome.
How much do special effects cost that $1 billion? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't...
Oh, a lot. Damn. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, the CGI. Crazy. I mean, look at... Okay, so you've got, like, movies like animated movies, right? How much do animated movies cost? Like,
I have
talking,
no idea.
Like, you know, $150 million, $200 million. It's just an animated movie, right? Well, wow. You've got thousands.
They can't do that shit cheaper. Like,
no. They got thousands and thousands of computer generated, like, artists, right?
Right.
I mean, these guys are constantly working on the animation, constantly. Right. I mean, just thousands and thousands of hours to do that. You know, it's like tons of money to do CGI.
That's bananas.
I mean, look at Transformers. Most of it's CGI.
Yeah. You know? A lot of shots reused from other movies. That
right, yeah. That's how they save money right there. They don't have to redo the CGI.
Yeah.
So, but that's why, you know, shows like The Flash and shit, they blow their load every once in a while on a King Shark or whatever, and then they have an
But I
got to
tell
where...
you, the King Shark, the money they saved for King Shark, it was well spent, because damn, was he awesome. Oh, my God.
Right, but, you know, and then they'll probably spend another 2 episodes with... absolutely zero CGI.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where they've got Barry running fast, and they've got the little flashes behind him. Yeah. And they do nothing else.
It's like you've already seen most of the second season.
Oh, God. He's just constantly fixing things with his speed, and you don't even see it.
No,
I just solved that problem.
Okay, the first season by far was their best. Second season, you know... they had to further expand the characters and all that, but the third season has really, they're experiencing like what happened to Arrow is that it completely fell to shit in the third season, and now that it's, you know, it's building back up to be really, really good. So this is the Flash's, you know, year of mostly shit. So they should be picking back up.
They're doing a lot of flashbacks of the island. Is that what they're doing? Oh, that's the wrong show. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Well, okay. That's interesting because he's off the island now, but they're still managed to flash back. And for some reason, he's now being trained by Talia al Ghul. Okay.
Are they going full on Gotham? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah. I'm at.
I know you're not complaining.
I'm just shrugging a lot. I mean, you know, I do love the show Gotham, but that's as un-Gotham. You know, it's just I do like Arrow has been getting better, and I think by this point the only reason I watch it every week is just because I've done it for so many years. It's just like, well, you know, it's Thursday morning now, time to watch Arrow. Yeah. So you
it's like an old friend, like,
basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, old pal.
Whenever I borrow the money, you don't talk to too much anymore. When it comes around, you're like, all right, we'll hang out.
Yeah, okay.
Right. All right,
dude.
All right, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have a beer together. All right,
right.
Fine.
Yeah. I hope you move, but I'm not buying you beer. You know, right. Shit yeah. like that.
You know, when you get your life together.
Right, yeah. Get your shit together and then call me, because I really think you can be great. You got to do that.
You know, you just need a girlfriend. That's what you need.
Right, yeah. Get your shit together. Just grab all your shit and put it together. Speaking of shit that is together, like that 7-minute long Phase 3 sneak peek, where they had all the Guardians 2 footage. It had like some previz concepts of an armored Hulk,
yeah,
fighting Thor in an arena. I mean, there's so much going on there. In the very first shot, I mean, it's Iron Man, it's Spider-Man, and it's Star-Lord all together on some planet somewhere. It's just, holy shit, it's actually happening. All these movies are actually happening. Like, they showed a lot from Black Panther, too. It looks amazing. I mean, oh my God. Dude.
So, yeah, I do like how they chose the three biggest comic stars.
You know, right.
And just, oh, we'll just put those guys together. Yeah. You know, right there.
Yeah.
Just show, hey, look it. We've got, you know, the best stars right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Panther really could be the one I'm most excited for outside of Infinity War.
Why is that? It was just different, like a different...
Something did. I like him as a hero. And Chadwick Boseman, I thought, played him perfectly. Like, you know what I mean? He was so powerful
and regal, dude.
He felt fucking kingly as shit. He was majestic. I mean, dude. And the fight scenes he was doing, like the final scene he had, with Zemo at the dude.
It's, oh, Daniel Bruhl or
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
Bruhl.
Bruhl, yeah, Bruhl, yeah. It he's great, Chadwick Boseman. In the movie, it's gonna be. I just can't wait. Andy Serkis, too, is a villain. Like, I feel he does not get anywhere near enough work outside of, like, you know, mocap stuff. Underrated Andy Serkis. I mean, there's a lot in Black Panther they're going to do. And it's going to be a shift of tone for the Phase 3 movies, bringing us into Infinity War. So, I mean, it's exciting. I mean, you know, plus with Black Panther and now Doctor Strange and Tony Stark, I mean, you have, like, maybe a little bit of possibility of, like, some Illuminati stuff. I mean, there's just...
Oh, definitely.
It's so exciting.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? And Black Panther is just, like, you know, he's almost like our Batman. He's our really rich, just ass-beaten, like, hero. It's like, you know what I mean? Bring it.
I would love it to be where that Banner ultimately finds out that it was, like, Illuminati that decided to send him off into space.
And then War Hulk, like, he just comes in just ready to wreck shop.
Yeah.
They can make Ross into Rolk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe get Clancy Brown to voice him a little bit as Rolk, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. There you go. Just tie everything all together in a little bow for us, Marvel and Disney. We deserve it.
Yeah, we spent enough money on your goddamn shit.
Dude, for real, right? I mean, shit. I just rented Doctor Strange the other day, even though I'm fully well going to buy it, like, in a week when it hits Blu-ray. You know
what
I mean?
I already bought it.
I'm trying to avoid... did you buy it on digital?
Yeah, I buy just about everything digital now. Because it gives you the extras and stuff, too, so...
Yeah, see, I'd like to do that, but, like, there's no way to keep it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm too old school. Like, I got to feel something in my hand.
Okay,
like, you know
so
what I mean? Like, in case the grid drops out, I can't download my movies, then I'm fucked. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, okay. If the grid drops out... Well, okay, so...
I have a solar charger for my laptop. I can watch movies.
You can download the movies.
Can you?
If you buy them in Xbox, you could download them. They're like 10 gig. Yeah.
Damn.
So I've done that a few times where you can download them fully because you own them. Like, it's not like Amazon where you don't really own them, which is you have to be careful about that shit. Like, if you buy movies through Amazon, you don't own them.
You don't own them.
You don't own them. If you get rid of that account, all that shit's gone.
They're gone.
Forever.
Yep. They used to have a Dropbox that they conveniently stopped using a couple years ago.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They did.
Yep. No more.
I love the fact that they can sell you stuff and you can buy it, but you don't actually even own it. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking
it's like your house or your car.
Right. Like the other day I was saying to somebody, I'm like, you know, we're like the only generation, or like our parents are the only generation where we've just gotten shafted. Like if you grew up in the 60s, you bought the Beatles on, you know, 8-inch records.
Right.
And you bought them on 10-inch records. Then you bought them a fucking 8-track. And then you bought them on, you know,
yeah.
a laser disc. Yeah, and then you bought them on CD and cassette and all this other shit. And you've bought this stuff 20 fucking times. It's the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, poor motherfuckers that we are.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now. So you definitely bought a movie on DVD. Yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You had it on VHS.
Yep.
Now you're going to buy it on Blu-ray.
Yep.
And then you're going to get the digital download.
Yep.
It's like, you motherfuckers. And then, now just wait. You're going to buy all this shit on Blu-ray, but that's not 4K.
Right.
4K is going to come out in 2 years, or it's coming out now.
Just wait till UK when they put an implant in all our eyes, and you can just watch just whatever you want. Like, as you're driving, you can drive with your left eye, right eye. You know, you're watching...
watching a show while you're driving.
You're watching Avengers, you know, Secret Invasion or something.
You're going to have, like... you're going to have automated cars, so everyone's just going to be watching TV and shit.
Wait for that. Like, ever since Time Cop, I'm just like, dude, I am so ready for that.
Yeah, Minority Report, just get in. Yes. It drives you where you need to go.
Dude,
fuck yeah.
Bring it. I'm absolutely okay with that. You put that secure foam in, like from Demolition Man, case shit gets real. You know what I mean? You're perfect.
Yeah. I mean, well, all other cars they're all automated, right?
Just don't let the cars go over, like, 12 miles an hour. It's like a
special. No. They're going to go 100 freaking miles an hour. They're all going to be automated like a big giant system, you know? And you're going to be, like, merging into traffic at 100 miles an hour.
Like a human centipede, like, highway, or all these cars just clink together. Just
yeah, exactly. No, that's what's going to be in the future, man. It's going to be. And people are going to not even bat an eyelash at it. They're going to be like, oh, whatever. Right. You know, we're going 200 miles an hour. Who cares, right?
I'm ready for the Time Cop cars. God damn it, I'm ready. It was the coolest thing I ever saw in a movie. It was like, that's the dopest shit.
Yeah. Born at the wrong time.
I know. Well, I think we're in a good cusp, because like we're the last generation that saw, like, you know, when shit sucked. Like, just watching Night of the Creeps the other night, I was like, this movie was just made like 30 years ago. It looks like it was made 100 years ago. But then again, you put smartphones in everybody's hands, it's today. It's so strange to watch. Like, it's such... You know, it's kind of a mind fuck to look at. It's like, Jesus Christ, they're primitives back in the day, because, you know, they're so racist and homophobic, and they're calling, like, women toots. It's just like, Christ, like, what is going on here? But then again, like, literally, like, you give someone a tablet and it's like, you know, there could be a Starbucks down the road. It's...
Yeah, exactly.
We're so fucked. we're just fucked.
Hmm.
But you know what's not fucked is that there's yet another live-action Disney movie coming, The Lion King. We know Jon Favreau is going to direct. Well, Mufasa himself, the OG, James Earl Jones, is going to be back to voice Mufasa in the live-action movie. And Donald Glover is going to be doing Simba.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Disney really likes keeping it in the house as far as, like, you know, Star Wars and everything else. They're like, we already got these guys, you know.
I mean, it works. Those are the guys, right? So let's do that.
They're super fucking talented, so why not? Yeah.
Right, exactly. Let's not let's poach everybody else and then, like, keep our people forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for it, dude. It's pretty goddamn awesome.
You know,
you got the original Vader, then you got Lando V2. It's pretty rad.
That's true.
Or I guess he's technically Lando V1, isn't he? Since he's going to be in the prequel.
Yes, because he's in the prequel. Yeah.
Oh,
now
Sorry,
big
Billy
thing
D.
about, like, the Lion King thing is there's no human aspect of it. So it's live action, but it's all just CGI.
It's going to be like Narnia Lions, I think. You know what I mean?
Right. But, you know, it's like, that's weird. Because at least the Jungle Book, you had some sort of human.
Right. Okay.
You had
I get it.
You know, you had that interaction. Whereas, like, this isn't really live action. It's just CGI.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to have, you know, freaking
hyenas.
That's
a hell of a good point. Shit.
Right, you're not gonna have hyenas. It's so it's, instead of being animated, it's just
what if
CGI.
What if that's why the movie's gonna take so long to put out? Is that they're actually training animals?
Yeah, like at the fucking hyenas, and they've got Scar and like all that stuff, and Timon and Pumbaa. Is it Pumbaa? Yeah,
Pumbaa. Yeah,
yeah. They got to do a big dance number.
Yeah,
you know.
Now they could reuse almost like you know, except for, you know, Matthew Broderick, I mean, Timon and Pumbaa could very well be Nathan Lane and the other fella again, right? I mean, or, you know, do they go outside the box and they cast someone, like, young and hip? Like, will it be Kevin Hart and The Rock as Timon and Pumbaa?
Oh, God, no. Not if they're going to have to sing, like, and do that stuff. Although, no, The Rock did a good job singing in Moana, but...
My daughter really liked that movie, so, yeah.
I thought I liked that a lot, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it.
I missed it on that one. That and the Trolls movie, I managed to skate out on. But,
no, Moana, but for sure, she's seen it. The animation in Moana is freaking amazing. Just pretty good. Absolutely stunning. Like,
I think the last one I watched with her was like Big Hero 6 or something like that. That one was pretty good.
Oh, I like that one too. I bought that one. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I buy a lot of movies. I'm trying to think, like, all these digital movies I buy, like, spend all this money.
Right.
That I don't have.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Yeah. Read?
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Come on.
It's boring. Nothing explodes well when I read. Speaking of more stuff that's fun, they released a movie poster for Guardians 2 that you put up on the website that I can only describe as having every color ever made on it.
Yeah.
So bright.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme coming now from The Guardians 2 and Thor Ragnarok is just colors.
Colors,
just
yes.
Bombast you with, like, just bombard you with colors. Like, yeah. And I need to find a
3 foot tall version of this movie poster to hang up somewhere. It's that vividly drawn. I want to look at it all day.
Yeah,
it is so cool.
I think it is a great departure from the normal, you know, everything's got to be super serious.
Yeah.
You know, and dark and gritty and all that stuff. And it's definitely certainly eye-catching for younger people, too, like kids. Well,
yeah, absolutely, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, look how adorable Groot is here, you know what I mean?
It's going to suck them right in, you know? Right. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, but they got them.
They absolutely got
them. I saw the poster, and I'm like, holy shit. This is like, it's like Christmas Vacation, but like on psychedelics, right? You know?
Yeah. There's so much going on there too. There's like random fish like swimming in space back there too. It's like,
I'm pretty sure Ego's in that picture.
The planet, but, is that what that planet is back there?
Yeah, there's, well, not though. There's like a big, so there's a blob like in the left hand corner.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's Ego, but it's just not like it's not as defined enough to really tell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, are they gonna
pull some shit to where like Kurt Russell doesn't show up until the last scene of the movie, like that scene we saw where he's like, I'm your dad, Peter, and then, you know, Quill gives that look and then credits. Like, is that gonna be how we meet Kurt Russell in this?
Maybe, like, I mean, they're
I'd be disappointed, to be honest, you know what I mean? I want to see Kurt Russell. Like, yeah,
well, that it's true though, they keep billing him, he is, and it says and Kurt Russell, so if he's billed like that, he's in it for a lot of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, usually when they do and Kurt Russell, that's a pretty big billing.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't think they'd waste it like that.
I hope. I really hope.
Just really so you can be like, you sons of bitches.
That would really bum me out. I'm that big of a Kurt Russell fan. It's like, I want to, you know, I'd be so bummed to finally get to see it. I'm your dad, Peter. And then just bam. It's like, what the fuck? Like, oh.
I like how the fact that they totally spoil it. They do not care. Like, no, it's not a thing. It's not
right
a thing.
Right in your face. Yep.
You should go into it knowing that he's his dad.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer?
This is going to be your last bit of fun before Infinity War comes in and wreaks havoc on your emotions.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok. Because
a lot of people
one
are going to die in Infinity
then,
War, I think.
And then just, yeah, Infinity War is going to be just a crying mess. Just
total destruction. Do they go the route of Logan and just do nothing but old Johnny Cash songs for like the soundtrack to that one?
Yeah. Oh, they disembowel Captain America and like.
Oh my, yeah.
Yeah, Thanos is just like, you know, just today ripping guts out and knocking off heads and shit. And
so brutal. Yeah. I can't wait though. I'm excited. Well, one last bit of news I'm excited for is that Pierce Brosnan has long been rumored, thanks to like an Instagram post, to be Cable in Deadpool. It's not the most inspired casting choice. I think we both can agree to that.
Yeah.
But a new name has popped up per a couple of rumors. David Harbour, Jim Hopper, the sheriff from Stranger Things, has apparently screen tested as Cable alongside Ryan Reynolds.
There it is.
So he's pretty far into the process.
He's probably it then.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, you don't think they screen test like a handful of these guys just to like play the field a bit?
But like, I mean, he looks the part. I mean,
he does, doesn't he?
He's a good actor. You know what else could he ask for? I don't know. He's coming off a big hit. So.
It's a name that you wouldn't have considered on your own, but when you hear it, you're like, "Huh, shit." You know what I mean? It's like, hey. I could definitely see that. Yeah.
He's big too.
He's a big dude.
Right. So, yeah, cuz Pierce Brosnan's not that big, right? I mean, he's tall, but he's not like big. Yeah. So,
I mean, and plus, I mean, you know, it not to be like, you know, an ageist or whatever they're called, but you know, he's a little fucking old to be doing an action movie at this point, right?
Well, I don't know.
Pierce Brosnan, isn't he like 70?
He's up there. I don't think he's that old.
He is a Hollywood 63, so he might be 70.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, whatever he is, you know, I think Harbour's definitely like a better fit. I mean, Pierce Brosnan, I don't know the times he's done comedy, like, you know, he can be funny, but it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like he can really play like the full on straight man that we would need Cable to be to balance Ryan. You know what I mean?
Right.
He feel like he
has to be another Colossus where he has to be, where he's either not goody two shoes, but I think Cable's going to be more like, 80s action hero stereotype where everything has to be like, but he's gonna be the save the day and all this.
Right.
Just so intense and super serious, and Deadpool's just like, what the hell, dude? You know, like
I'm already smiling. I hope that's what they do.
Yeah, but yeah, I think he's gonna work out. I hope they go with this guy because
yeah, me too.
He was good in Stranger Things, and
ever since Stranger Things, I mentioned the article on the site. Is that have you ever read Fables?
Fables.
It's a comic book where basically like all the fairy tale people are real life people like in an actual city.
I haven't read it, but I do hear. I have heard of it. Yes.
I'd recommend picking it up. The Big Bad Wolf is like a detective, like Big B Wolf. He looks just like, he's almost off the page as the guy. I always thought like from Stranger Things he'd be perfect for that. So seeing him dip his toe into the comic book world is definitely a welcome sight. Especially given how much Stranger Things is starting to mean to people of our nerdly backgrounds.
Right. Yeah, when season 2 come out? Is it Halloween?
Halloween, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
A few more months and we're there. But we got Iron Fist apparently is getting pounded.
Honestly, oh, yeah. Reviews. Super
that
pounded.
That comes out next week. Yeah. So, damn. Ugh.
Yeah. Because I read a bunch of things on it. I'm like, oh, no. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, listen, everyone needs a misstep. Everyone needs a.
Everyone gets their Iron Man too.
Right, exactly. You know, hopefully Luke Cage can and fix the problems that I've read about Danny Rand. You know,
yeah,
that he's kind of boring and not that interesting and does a lot of business. I heard there's like a lot of business meetings and just not a whole lot of stuff going on. And
come on, Netflix, what are you doing here?
You know, not a real villain.
Maybe they just phoned this one in because they're like, we got the Punisher, we're good. Who gives a fuck about Iron Fist?
Now, of course, they're like, here's the thing.
They're like, we made Iron Fist like a white British guy. We're going to catch a lot of shit for this. Let's just not make this a good show.
Yeah. Now, they only previewed the first 6 episodes. Okay? So,
but arguably, the first 6 episodes of Luke Cage were the best. You know what I mean?
Right, but maybe there's a lot of buildup in this one, and the first 6 are really shitty. And then the last, you know, 6 are amazing.
Right.
Let's hope for that.
I mean, arguably, Jessica Jones is the only Netflix show that didn't suffer from, you know, being like 4 episodes too long. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of dead spots in the first season of Daredevil. Second season.
The villain.
There's a lot of bullshit. Yeah. I mean, Jessica Jones didn't, there was no, you know, no lag to it. That's the only one I think so far that has been a complete 100% just, you know.
Yeah, start to finish, pretty awesome. Yeah,
top to bottom, the best one they've done.
Yeah,
Punisher could do it though. Luke Cage started out so strong, but then
they got rid of
Cottonmouth.
Yeah, and Diamondback was a little.
It's when they brought Diamondback in. Yeah, it was a bit too Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the Luke Cage world. I thought.
Right, exactly.
They could have done it a little better.
Yeah, I think they should evaluate and be like, oh, maybe this series should only be 10 episodes, or maybe this one should only be 8.
Yeah,
or whatever,
let's base it on material here, people, instead of
They don't have to be 12 every time, but they don't have to be 16 or whatever the hell, you know? Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
But I know they have contracts and they have all the stuff they have to meet and all this other shit, but
yeah.
Don't fucking ruin it, you know?
Yeah.
But let's hope Iron Fist last episodes are great. And
yeah, we can hope, and we'll definitely cover the next podcast. So I look forward to talking about it.
Yeah,
it is next week. I'm still slated to do my first 24 hours. You get a barrel through it. Just gonna suck it up and just pow, just barrel right.
This
through
one might
it,
so. Be hard for you.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Like, this is the first one you're hearing bad things about it. It's like, oh my god. Like, even as bad as some of the parts, as you know, the second season of Daredevil was, you didn't really hear a lot of people talking too much shit about it until it was already out for a couple of months. But the pre-reviews are, you know, it's just, man, not exciting.
Yeah, usually when they get pounded this hard, it's not going to be good at all.
It could be a lump of shit. So
yeah,
whew. We'll see. Marvel and Netflix, we're looking at you.
But at least they did release it early, you know, to be, you know, reviewed.
Right. Yeah.
Which maybe they shows which, they have faith in it. So.
Yeah, they're confident in it, I guess.
Ugh.
More confident than Affleck was in the script for the Batman, so.
That's true.
But anyway, everybody, for all this news we talked about and more, please head over to adamsnerds.com. There you can check out all these articles we've been discussing. There's links to the podcast. You get, you know, YouTube action, all that in there, social media platforms and everything, contact page. We appreciate you guys very much for checking us out. We'll be back. On behalf of Matt, I'm Aaron.
Peace.
Welcome to the prime time, bitch.